What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Right now, we're pre-recording for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, and we got the audio version for Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. I'm also streaming live on TikTok as well. Why not do these podcasts? We're going to go over last night's scores in NBA, and then I want to talk about what Jim Irsay said yesterday about fully guaranteed contracts in the NFL. Last night we had about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. Not a ton of games. First game was Washington and Boston, and the Wizards beat the Boston Celtics, which shouldn't be happening. Jason Tatum gave you 28, 18 from Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was a negative 24. Jason Tatum a negative 10. Al Horford was a negative 14. Derek Rock. Everybody was a negative last night for the Celtics. Wizards on the plus, of course. You got 15 points from Corey Crispert. Denny Avdija gave you 25, 32 from Kristaps Porzingis, and 19 from Monta Morris. And that's the thing. The Wizards didn't even have Bradley Beal or Kyle Kuzma. And they pretty much won it, looks like pretty much easily 130 to 119. And the Celtics have definitely been in a slump towards the last week or so. They're not looking too great. And that's the thing. You don't want to go to the playoffs on a decline. The Hawks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 121-118. Caris LeVert, 9 points, 20 from Evan Mobley. Also gave you 15 rebounds. Jared Allen didn't play. Donovan Mitchell gave you 44 points and 27 from Darius Garland, but it really wasn't enough. John Collins gave you 12 for Atlanta, 12 from Clint Capella, along with 10 rebounds, 29 from DeJounte Murray, 16 points, 10 assists from Trae Young, 21 from Onoke Okongwu, 12 from Bogdan Bogdanovich, and 11 from Sadiq Bey. And Atlanta needed that game more than the Cavs needed that game. Raptors played the Miami Heat. They beat them 106-92. You got 21 from Bam Adebayo, 33 from Kevin Love, or Tyler Hero. Kevin Love only gave you actually 3 points. Jimmy Butler didn't play. And it looks like the Kyle Lowry pickup really didn't pan out for Miami like they thought it was. OG Anunoby gave you 22 from Toronto. Pascal Siakam gave you 26. Scottie Barnes, 22. Fred VanVleet gave you 12. You know what? I like Toronto going into next year. They could do a couple of tweaks. I would probably keep OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, Jakob Poeltl, Fred VanVleet, and probably try to trade Scottie Barnes, a young guy. Like, what's Scottie Barnes averaging right now? Let me see his averages. Let me pull it up. He's averaging 15-6. Pretty much the same thing he was averaging last year. Like, I think they needed Scottie Barnes to be averaging about 19 or 20. But who knows? He might take the leap next year. We'll see. And then what other games we had? We had Orlando, Memphis, Hornets. Okay, hold on 1 second. So Memphis beat Orlando Magic. And I just seen where Paolo Banchero says he thinks they could beat anybody. Well, apparently not the Memphis Grizzlies. Franz Wagner gave you 25. Paolo Banchero gave you 24 on 11 rebounds and 5 assists. Definitely good numbers 14 for Wendell Carter, 11 for Markelle Fultz, 10 for Cole Anthony. North Carolina Tar Heels stand up. What do we got here? Dylan Brooks gave you 13, 16 from Jarrett Jackson. Xavier Tillman gave you 20, 31 from Desmond Bane. And John Morant didn't even play. Or did not? Or did he? They don't even show him. It doesn't even show him as inactive. Oh, yeah, it does. Him and Steven Adams are inactive, along with Zaire Williams and Brandon Clark. That's another. That's the thing. They're gonna be scary come playoff time, though. Memphis is. There's no telling what they're gonna do. They're a young squad. They should be healthy come playoff time. Hopefully, they get Steven Adams back. Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson, Steven Adams, Desmond Bane, Ja Morant, or Luke Kennard coming off the bench, and Brandon Clark. That's a nice little team. That's a nice little squad. Okay, we got my Charlotte Hornets beat the OKC Thunder. Why? I don't know. We need to be losing games, Charlotte Hornets players, so we could try to get Scoot Henderson or Victor Wembanyama. Keep saying it, but we want to win by three over OKC. And PJ Washington put up career high, 43. I mean, you can't blame the young kid, man. You can't blame the dude. He's starting with Theo Maladin, somebody's name I can't pronounce, really. Nick Richards and Bryce McGowans. When you start with those guys, yeah, I guess you ain't got no choice but to put up 43 points on 16 for 24 shooting, along with 6 rebounds, 5 assists. And that's the thing. If we can get a high draft pick, man, I mean, a real one of the top 2 picks, I like our future. If we can't get a top 2 pick, I don't know, man. We'll just have LaMelo Ball, PJ Washington, and Miles Bridges. That ain't enough. Okay, see, you had 16 from Lou Dort, Jalen Williams, 31, who's making a case for runner-up for rookie of the year or rookie of the year. It seems like OKC definitely is drafting right. Jalen Williams, Josh Giddey. We'll see what goes on with Che Holmgren next year. And they traded for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I don't know, man. Maybe the Clippers are second-guessing their decision on that now. Warriors beat the Pelicans 120-109. Brandon Ingram gave you 21. Trey Murphy gave you 21. Oh, my bad. Brandon Ingram gave you 26. Trey Murphy 21. 11-9 from Jonas Valanciunas. 13 for Herbert Jones. And 15 from CJ McCollum. But Steph Curry, what do you expect? 39. 17 from Klay Thompson. 13 from Jonathan Kuminga. 13 from Dante DiVincenzo, and 21 for Jordan Poole. All the cats that you expect to score did. And Gary Payton, the second, is actually back. He's actually back now. So, yeah, they're looking healthy. They're looking healthy right now. Let me look at the standings, see if any changes. Like, because the Warriors were in the – Warriors moved back up to the sixth seed, beating the Pelicans. So they proved me wrong on that. Lakers are still at the ninth. OKC at the 10th seed. Nothing's really changed. Everything's still the same. Jim Irsay, he came out and said that as an owner, he doesn't want to have to pay anybody a fully guaranteed contract. And that's the thing. Like, I think they gave the fully guaranteed contract just to the very The Browns gave it to the very wrong dude, of the very worst player of all players you could have gave it to. A player who hasn't really proven himself. He hasn't proven that he can even get to the AFC Championship and Deshaun Watson. And then the fact that he had all these allegations and all this negative press on him, it makes anybody that's won more games or proven they can win more or has a cleaner track record outside of football to say, yeah, like, what the hell? Like, you're going to pay this guy fully guaranteed. I think they really, the Browns picked the worst player to try to set this precedent of a fully guaranteed contract. They picked the guy who had more sexual allegations than any player in the history of the NFL, if I'm not mistaken, as far as public allegations went. And he hasn't even got past the first round. I think he made it to playoffs maybe once or twice, but he hasn't even got past the first round. He's not even proven that he could win a Super Bowl. Like, you really should have waited to, like, somebody won a Super Bowl and then gave them the fully guaranteed, you know. But the Browns, that's the thing. This idea that other teams are supposed to let the Browns dictate all of the NFL is really bogus. It's really, really bogus. And Jim Irsay not wanting to give out fully guaranteed contracts. I see what that, like, that's the thing. When you look at NBA teams only got like 13, 15 players on each team, you know, so they can fully guarantee these contracts, man. There's more than 15 players just on one side of the football field. You know, like, I don't know the total amount of players on an NFL team. Let me look this up. Total amount of players on a NFL team. Let's see. During the regular season, each team is allowed 55 players. 55, that's like almost five times more than every NBA team. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. They probably don't want, once they start giving out some fully guaranteed contracts, then everybody's going to expect them. And that's what they don't want. They don't really want. And, like, you've had Tom Brady ain't got no fully guaranteed. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, when he went back-to-back Super Bowls, Patrick Mahomes ain't get fully guaranteed. Joe Burrow might not get fully guaranteed. He might ask for it, but he might not get it. You know, would I give Joe Burrow fully guaranteed? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Would I give it Patrick Mahomes? Hell yeah. I don't know if I'd even give Josh Allen a fully guaranteed. I'm almost thinking fully guaranteed, man, has to be reserved for Super Bowl winners or cats that have got you to the Super Bowl a couple times. Like, if Jalen Hurts goes back to the Super Bowl again, give him the fully guaranteed. Give it to him. I don't got a problem with it. But I want to see Jalen Hurts do this again. They lost a lot of players in the Eagles. I got to see them do it again before you just give every player the bag. Because I'm going to tell you right now, players ain't selling tickets just because of their celebrity status. Fans expect wins too. They don't expect to see you just because you're a celebrity. They expect to see you win as a celebrity. Some fans take this winning so personal, man. So this idea that you would just come in here and want to be the highest paid player in the NFL like Kyler Murray and only get four wins in a season is really some horseshit. It's bogus. It's BS. And that's what I think the league doesn't want. They don't want a lot of that. Like, unproven players thinking they should be the highest paid player in the NFL just because You're the franchise quarterback for an NFL team. You know, every team that signs a 3 or 4 year quarterback has got a quote unquote franchise quarterback, you know, and that's the thing. You don't get paid to be just a celebrity and entertain. Part of your job is to win games. Just like, you know, when people making movies, you know, part of the responsibility is to actually put out a good movie, not just make a movie, but put out a good movie. Same thing with musicians. Your job isn't to just entertain. Your job is also to put out good albums, good music, good singles. You know, people, that's the thing. People think in the entertainment business, just entertaining is just enough. No. No, you got it all wrong. You got it all backwards. That's not just enough. If it was enough, then Ben Simmons wouldn't have got ran out of Philly. And Trae Young wouldn't look like 50 Cent, and Ben Simmons wouldn't look like Ja Rule right now. But Jim Irsay, yeah, that's the thing. Once you start giving out one fully guaranteed, two fully guaranteed, every single player in NFL thinks they're going to deserve a fully guaranteed. And that's the thing people don't realize when it comes to even sports. Sports, music, movies, any entertainment, there's levels to this shit. There's levels to this shit. It's like when Absol was on TDE complaining because he's not having the same amount of marketing dollars put into him as Kendrick Lamar. The idea that if he had the same amount of marketing dollars that he would be as big as Kendrick Lamar is bogus. It's bullshit. It's horseshit. It's made up. It's a false narrative. It's a false narrative. Because if that was the case, Dr. Dre be signing Absol, not Kendrick Lamar. Dr. Dre has signed nothing but the biggest artists that you could think of. Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, 50 Cent. Game's first album was huge. 4 or 5 million sold. You know? It's pump the brakes. There's levels to this. And that's the thing. Once you start giving out all these fully guarantees, everybody on every level think they deserve it. What about the guy that's on, you know, like somebody was saying before, you got some people only going to be in the league 3 years. They don't really care about a quarterback getting, you know, Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson getting fully guaranteed contracts when they'll probably be out of the league in 3 years. That's the lifespan of a lot of NFL players in the league is 3 years, 3-4 years. Running backs only – every running back – is pretty much only has 3 or 4 good years. Think of the Broncos only won back to back because they run it back like literally Terrell Davis literally rushed for 2,000 yards back to back seasons. But he didn't rush for 2,000 yards the year before that or the year after that. Like he literally just had 2 super prime seasons to go along with John Elway and Shannon Sharp and whatever they had on defense. You know, so yeah, there's levels to this. Also, like winning has got to be included. And somebody made a great point about the Ravens. They won with Trent Dilfer and Joe Flacco. I think they're convinced they can win with a lot less than Lamar Jackson, because that's what Joe Flacco and Trent Dilfer were—a lot less. Lamar Jackson is probably the most talented quarterback they've ever had in Baltimore, you know, and they've won 2 Super Bowls with average or below average quarterbacks because they pride themselves on defense and having a good running game, you know. So, and like I said, with this Deshaun Watson contract, he's got to actually win, because if he doesn't win, it doesn't bode well for Lamar Jackson's argument. You know, because Lamar Jackson still has it. He hasn't even – he's only 4th best in the AFC right now. He's the 4th best in the AFC, and he wants to be paid like he's number 1 best in the AFC. Are you kidding me? And I understand Joe Burrow's going to be up for money, and you want to try to get the money before Joe Burrow does, because you know Joe Burrow's contract is going to be set in probably new records. But, like, this idea that you should be paid more than Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, or Josh Allen, no. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Those are the top three AFC quarterbacks. And if Aaron Rodgers comes to the AFC, Lamar Jackson might move down to number five. He might move down to number five. And let's say Russell Wilson actually has a great year with Sean Payton and the Broncos go off. He might move down to number five or six. You know? Like, you're literally, now we're talking about, you're almost not a top 10 quarterback in the AFC, but you want to get paid like number one? I mean, he's top 10 in the NFL, clearly. But if you add Aaron Rodgers to the mix and then say Russell Wilson has a good season. Oh, and let's say, oh, and I almost forgot. What's my man's Trevor? I can't even think of his name right now. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor over there. Like, he's on the come up. So, what if he has another, what if he has like a, you know, a 12-4 season or a 13-3 season with Jacksonville, wins the division easily. I mean, he could be moving up past Lamar Jackson. So, like, I understand Lamar Jackson trying to get the money, but I honestly think that him not having an agent, a legit agent, is holding him back. You know, like, he wants to set the precedent of not having to be the first quarterback of having your parent, one of your parents, be your agent. That, I mean, it hasn't worked so far, so doesn't seem like it was that good of an idea, you know. And like I said before, your parents are going to have just too biased of an outlook when trying to negotiate this deal. I just strongly believe that. And I just think we got enough evidence to prove that your parents have too biased of an outlook to not understand what the market is for you. Your parent is never going to understand what your true value is, because they're going to overvalue every time. They're your parents. Unless there's some scumbag of a parents, they're going to overvalue their kid 10 times out of 10, you know? And that's just facts. So, yeah. But, I mean, I want Lamar Jackson to get paid. I wish he would. I wish Carolina would have went after him. But also, we got to go on, like, Ron Rivera came out and said, the same thing I said yesterday. Same thing I said yesterday. Ron Rivera pretty much said, I mean, damn, I ain't no football coach. I'm not Ron Rivera. I didn't play for the 85 Bears on defense. I'm not a football coach. I didn't coach the Carolina Panthers to a Super Bowl. But, you know, common sense and common knowledge tells me, you know, if any team that's going to get Lamar Jackson and have to give up a fully guaranteed contract and give away two first-round picks is going to be sorry as shit. Lamar Jackson is just not good enough to just carry him over the hump and make him win. Because if he was, then the freaking Baltimore Ravens would have won a Super Bowl by now. If he's that good, there's no excuse that the Baltimore Ravens have not won a Super Bowl already. If he's that good. Because they've won it with Joe Flacco and Trent Dilfer, man. Like, we got to apply common sense and common knowledge to this. You know, what do you got to give up to get Lamar Jackson? It's going to be so much that you're not even going to make the playoffs. Is Washington Redskins still going to be better than the Philadelphia Eagles if they get Lamar Jackson, give up two first-round picks and pay him a fully guaranteed contract? I think not. Are they even going to be better than the Cowboys? I don't even know. I think not. Are they going to be better than the Giants? There's no proof of that. There's no proof of that. And that division was pretty good last year. That was a pretty good division last year. You know what was the worst? The Redskins. So, you know, Now, if he goes to the Vikings and Aaron Rodgers leaves, yeah. Or if he would have went to Carolina and they got Derek Carr at the Saints, yeah. We got to pump the brakes, man, on this Lamar Jackson thing. I think people are not looking at it from a common sense point of view. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.